This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The session's first criminal justice reform bill is headed to the Senate floor. SB 16 by Dan Clater addresses those previously sentenced to life without parole as juveniles. State Supreme Court Chief Justice Burnett Johnson testified the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that penalty unconstitutional in several cases.
All of these cases now tell us that children are constitutionally different from adults in their level of culpability. Young people are impulsive. They make bad decisions. And I had even prepared a story for my youth, but I won't tell it here today.
The most recent ruling in 2016 said states must retroactively make parole available to those sentenced when juveniles. About 300 Louisiana inmates are eligible. Senator Bodie White asked Clater.
Of these 300 juveniles, what are their crimes?
It's murder.
Then Clater had a question for Corrections Secretary Jimmy LeBlanc.
If the parole consideration was set at 30 years, of those 300, how many would be immediately parole eligible?
Looks like 89.
Then Clater asked LeBlanc about the cost of letting these offenders out of prison.
The saving side of it?
Yes, sir.
You're going from roughly $60 a day to $2 a day.
That upset Bodie White.
I sit here for 2 hours. I never heard the word victim. And I'm not so sure our law doesn't meet muster now.
Clater reminded him of the title of the 2016 case.
That is Montgomery v. Louisiana. So we've been told by the United States Supreme Court, you guys have to fix this.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.